Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
What do you got? You have some?
It's game one of the finals.
Everyone knows that.
You asked me what I was thinking about.
Live from New York, it's the show that is reminding you it's game one of the finals tonight.
Yeah.
First things first.
Ooh.
Today. Again, the finals start tonight. Are we expecting some feistiness or just Denver to win in five? Meanwhile, news from Aaron Rodgers, former and current teammate. And why is Brew now riding with two, maybe three, AFC East quarterbacks? Maybe four.
Just get four.
Some new Mac Jones
Definitely
video.
Definitely not four.
And finally, well, it's the most motivating segment in all of sports. It's the Bud List. Alongside Nick Wright, I'm Kevin Wilds. Brew, who made the bubble Bud List?
The bubble?
I've asked this several times.
You can't. You haven't let me know before.
I was not prepared.
I'll say this. This week's Bud List was fairly simple to choose.
Okay.
Easy to choose.
Bruce Brown was the answer we were looking for. Bruce Brown. We start with the start of the finals. He's on the bubble. Joker and Company.
He doesn't understand the question.
I get the question. He wasn't even on the bubble.
Are 8.5-point favorites.
Like Bruce.
But the Heat have won every game won at Milwaukee, at the Garden, and in Boston. Denver, however, is 8-0 at home. Something's got to give. Here's Joker on being the favorite.
Who said that we are favorites? The media?
Las Vegas.
And Las Vegas told us that we are not. We were underdog before. That doesn't, it's not correct, I think. I mean, I think we are not the favorites. I think in the finals there is no favorites. This is going to be the hardest game of our life, and we know that, and we are prepared for that. We are preparing and prepare for that. So I think there is no favorites, and definitely I think we are not favorites in this series.
I get it. These teams are locked in a battle of we are both underdogs, and neither team is willing to cede the ground.
Joker, though, is right in that they were dogs in Vegas in round two. And now they're overwhelming favorites
in
the finals.
So, go ahead.
Who do you have?
I got Denver.
Big time?
And I'm 10 down on Denver.
Wow.
I'm 10 down on Denver. All right?
We're back.
And all that Broussard curse, I can't wait till that dies.
You're like, you
that's about to die.
Twice, and now
that's
you're
about to die.
Moves.
It never should have been alive, because who'd I pick last year? Oh, Golden State against Boston. I picked both of them, and Golden State won. But anyway, so I don't know how this Broussard
is a
figment of Nick's imagination.
You had the Suns last year.
No,
but go ahead.
Anyway, Denver will win.
Yeah, he's right.
All right? Because number one, I got several reasons. Number one, the rest versus rust stuff is hogwash. It's hogwash. Didn't you see this graphic yesterday? 8-1 in game one when you get five or more days rest heading into the finals. And you win the series 8 out of 9 times. So that's huge.
So no rust.
In the Nuggets' favor. No rust. Secondly, altitude is real. You were huge on altitude in the second round. Every show it was Durant, Booker.
And I was right.
Collapse.
He's the only one that knew about it.
They need oxygen.
Guys, I checked the topography.
Right, like he was breaking news on
I just said I thought it was going to matter, and I was right.
Literally for
against
millennia.
Old teams.
It does matter.
Yeah.
And here's the proof.
Okay.
Denver has a phenomenal home court advantage. In fact, Denver has the, we don't have it, the graphic.
Okay.
Denver has the best home court advantage in the league because of the altitude. All right?
Yes.
Check this out. They've got the seventh highest win percentage at home in the league history. You know, that since they've been in the league. 22nd best road.
Oh, there it is.
This is the largest differential between
and
a home
and to help
and road.
That point, by the way, there are similar numbers for the Broncos, for the Avalanche, and the Rockies. It's more, it's probably more about how the baseball flies. But there is the discrepancy between home and road for all four major sports teams. Denver has the biggest advantage. That part is 100% true.
And the 2 days is not going to be enough. I know Miami tried. They flew right from Boston. That was smart of them, but it's not going to be enough. But beyond that, Denver's the better team. We'll get to this later. I don't think they've got an answer for Jokic.
Oh, no. I just want to, because you're the king of the altitude.
Oh, my God.
Part-time FS1, part-time
don't run
weather channel. But Spo doesn't care. Here's what Spo said about the altitude.
Our guys are in great shape. They're ready to compete. If Denver wants to tip this thing off at the top of Everest, we'll do that.
Okay. That would be hard to play.
It would be very hard to play. So the idea so this stat that Josh pulled up is like, you know what? It can start off strong, even though LeBron said you feel it right away. But in the fourth quarter, Denver still got plenty of oxygen in their
pocket. All right, so listen, I, you know, unlike evidently, you know, that side of the table, I'm not for the first time now just discovering the Denver altitude. Wow. I've been talking about it being a issue all postseason.
I've seen the Rockies.
And you, my friend, called it boring and said nobody cares about it.
Well, we all know it. That's
okay,
all.
But we were seeing it play out. I do think, and I think Brew would agree with me, that it is more apt to affect Chris Paul, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, because they're older players than younger guys. But I think Brew made a lot of really good points there. I think you made a good point with the Spo sound and the graphic. And, you know, I've thought a lot about something Brew said yesterday, because Brew had a cutting insult yesterday when he was like, all this jibber-jabber from Nick, no basketball reasons. He just wants to have sexy dust.
You said it yourself when you made your
you
say, I have no idea why.
Guys, listen. The idea that the basketball gods do not look to smite.
That was
you got mad when I
first of all admit. Listen. First of all, Wild's impression of me is him doing an impression of Josh from the internet who does impressions of me.
The idea.
And so,
I'm doing an impression.
So, first of all, this would be, per Vegas, one of the biggest upsets in modern finals history. If we go over the last handful that have happened in the last 20 years, none of them going into it did you have a bunch of obvious X's and O's reasons. That's why they were upsets. When the Cavs in 2016 were up against a 73-win team, the only basketball reason you can come up with is, I mean, if LeBron has one of the greatest series ever, and through four games, he wasn't, and then at the end, he was. Mm-hmm. 2011, when the Mavs were huge dogs to the Miami Heat, it was, well, I guess if someone gets hurt would be the only real rationale. And instead of getting hurt, LeBron melted down in that series, and that's how they won. In 2004, that Pistons team, it was a perfect storm of team ball coming together, totally unified, and a Lakers team that was sick of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And some injuries
and
as well.
Up,
if you remember, Karl Malone got hurt. They were starting Samaki Walker, I think. So when there is this big of a Vegas upset, it is hard, typically, to find a lot of reasons like, oh, Vegas didn't see that. But I'll give you some that I know matter. The finals experience thing is a massive discrepancy, the likes of which we haven't seen in a finals in quite some time, in that Jimmy has been to a finals, Lowry's been to a finals, Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero played with the Heat in the finals, as did Bam. Kevin Love's been to four. This is his
fifth. How
about
Kevin Love and that, Lowry?
You won't buy Jimmy? You won't buy Bam?
I feel like this finals, with the media, with the travel,
the bubble was a dispel the bubble, but
it was a unique environment.
Unique, but as far as if we win, we are the champions. If this game was played in an empty gym, there would still be more pressure. On the other hand, for the Nuggets, the only guy that's heavily in their rotation has been in the finals is KCP, and his was the bubble finals, which you guys are talking about, and then Jeff Green, who's their last man off, who plays off the bench. But he does play like 10 minutes a game in Western Conference finals. He obviously played in 2018 finals. That's the first one. How does that impact the open of the series, that which is what we're talking about for tonight. Because if you Denver in the game ones of these playoffs have won the games by halftime. Mm-hmm. They've been up huge at halftime in all three of those games. A large part of that's how the crowd has helped carry the team. How much is that going to be offset by obvious regular nerves that won't exist for games 2, 3, and 4 for these other guys?
Can I ask? Can I stop you there?
Yeah, question? Sure.
Do you think part of the Heat's underdog story is when they go into Milwaukee, less with the Knicks, but when they go into Boston, that the crowd, that the home crowd starts to quiet down, and then the players start to tighten up and freak out, like, uh-oh, we're about to get Heat cultured.
And I do, and I'm going to, again, Wild's favorite topic of the rest versus rust, the context, Brew's graphic says 5-plus days, which is noteworthy. This is the most time off between a conference finals and a finals for any team in 20 years. In the last 40 years, only one team has had more time off than this. The 0-2 Nets, who, you know, they were overmatched, so they were going to lose. They lost game one. They're going to lose series no matter what. So if there ever was a time where rust was going to come into play, it's when a team's been off for a week and a half, which almost never happens historically.
I'll say two things. This Heat team is reminding me a bit of two teams we saw. The Cavs in 07 with LeBron, where they shocked everybody, beat a great Detroit team, and then got to the finals. And people gave them a chance because of what they had done in the East, and they were just overmatched by the Spurs. And then the Knicks team in 99, the only other eighth seed to get to the finals. I was covering
Spree, them. Spree, Allen, Houston.
And, yep, Spree, Allen, Houston, Marcus Camby, those guys. They had looked great in the East, got to the finals, were overmatched. Mm-hmm. And that's the first thing, and I think this Heat team is similar. Secondly, I will give you this, Nick. If the Heat win tonight and they've won the first game of every series, I'm not saying it'll change my pick, but I'm just – no, that would be huge. It wouldn't just be huge because it's a big upset. It would be huge because Denver's undefeated at home and the Heat have won every game in every series.
You know,
I'm not hedging. I'm just saying
it'd be big if they – You know what that sounded like? That sounded like 10 toes turning into 9.
No, I'm 10,
baby. That's what it sounded like. Bro, you're out of toes.
I'm 10.
You're out of them, first of all. Can I say one other thing about the series?
Yeah, then I have one other thing.
And then we got to – then we can move on.
I can't make an astute comment.
No,
you can't. Without my faith in the Nuggets being questioned?
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't say you're 10 toes down and then be like, but if the Heat win, all bets are off.
They're not winning. I'm just saying if they did, somehow, it's within the realm of possibility.
Okay.
That's all. So that makes me
less than 10 toes down.
Just
go
ahead,
we can go to the next thing.
Oh.
I'll say my Spoelstra.
Spoelstra, the Heat haven't won since November 30th. 2016 in Denver. Yeah. So Spo talking about, it's no big deal. Like, okay, you're 4-11 all time in Denver.
Okay, but they're a different team in the playoffs than the regular season. We know that, and they obviously haven't played them in the playoffs. And the year they went to the finals, they were the 5 seed. They were the 5 seed that year and made the finals.
Jimmy sat down with Malik Andrews to talk about his journey to Miami. Take a listen. There he is, and here comes his journey. Take a listen.
Bulls, it was like, we can't like the Miami Heat. You can't like D-Wade, even though y'all went to the same school. Like, you know, and then you fast forward and I'm playing with D-Wade for the Bulls. I'm like, this guy's not a bad guy. It was Tibbs that just kept hitting me upside my head. And full circle now, it'll be the last jersey that I wear.
All right, Brew, what would a title mean for Jimmy?
Well, I'm going to keep saying this. Y'all belittle it like it means nothing. Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we agree.
Okay, that's number one. Y'all just, basketball Hall of Fame doesn't mean.
No.
It does mean something, all right?
Yes.
Secondly, and here's a new one. If Jimmy Butler wins this championship, leads the Heat, he will become one of the faces of the league.
Wow.
Think about it. Now, right, because look, you obviously have LeBron and Steph, but they're older, all right? Butler's 33. He's getting up there, but they're much older. Jokic and Giannis, the two best players, don't really even want it, right? And they don't have that personality.
Well, Giannis does.
A little bit. But Giannis has said he doesn't want to be the face of the league. So they don't really want it. Then you got Embiid, Luka, Tatum, Devin Booker, KD. They're all coming off bad losses. Luka, heck, didn't even make the finals.
I think you meant the playoffs. A lot of guys didn't make the playoffs.
There you go. And then you got Ja and Zion for various reasons. So I think, well, he's already got the commercials, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think he would become, at least for a year or two, yeah, one of the faces of the league.
All right, so I'm going to – I think that's all correct. I don't know why Luka deserved a drive-by there, but that's
fine. Well, they was really on you.
That's fine.
That was your pick.
So last 20 years, guys drafted in the last 20 years, LeBron's class to now. So this does not include Kobe and Duncan and Shaq, Dirk, mm-hmm, those guys that played in the last 20 years. You came into the league from LeBron's draft class to right now. I did a little pyramid of the 10 best guys, okay? By my estimation, I think we can show it to you. I hope we can show it to you. And there it is. LeBron at the top, Stephen Durant. I think Jokic has now very clearly put himself on there. Guys not on the pyramid for a little context. AD, Dwight, Dame, Carmelo, Embiid, Luka, Derrick Rose, who won an MVP. That's the pyramid as of now, to me. If Jimmy Butler wins this title, I think the pyramid looks like this. I think he replaces James Harden as one of the 10 best guys to come into the league in the last 20 years. And we can argue, should he replace Russ and Harden stay on there? I'm not really trying to do
what. It just opens up.
Go ahead, Wild.
Melo is not Melo.
Who on there? Was there anyone on there that you think Melo had a better career than?
Jimmy.
Well, that's what. Well, so
Melo and Jimmy Butler.
Well,
this is like a wild. I like
Melo
Jimmy
only
Butler.
Won, what, three playoff series?
Jimmy would have won more playoff series
I like
this
Melo,
season.
Nettles. I tend then, to like Melo better than Jimmy Butler,
me,
too.
Me too. But what if they win the title?
Right.
If he's the best player on a finalist and then the best player on an eight seed,
right,
that beats Giannis,
then Tatum, and then Jokic.
Like, some of the – this is one of those things when they say – all, you know, all rings don't weigh the same. This would be a heavy ring. This would, and what it would mean. And so right now, I wouldn't have Jimmy ahead of Dwight Howard or Anthony Davis or Dame. But one title can change a lot of things. Hmm. And I, like, Brew, just glancing at that, I don't know if we can put it back on the screen of if the Heat win the title. Do you have an issue? Like, does that sound about right
to you?
It's
hard to argue. I mean, I think Dame is better than Butler.
I think.
But if Butler leads this team to the championship, it's not bad. I definitely have, just quickly, Jokic would be ahead of CP3 for me. Win or lose this championship.
Even if they don't win?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I think
All right.
Just, the dude does everything except defense. But, so yeah. let me say this, too, about Jimmy Butler. Nick, we've talked about this. You have to go back. Like, when was the last guy to have a supporting cast that was so, we'll just say, nondescript?
Unheralded.
Win a title. Like, you got Olajuwon back in 94.
I think that's it.
But Kenny Smith was a college All-American. Kenny Smith was a lottery pick. He was a sixth pick in the draft.
But what,
like, I mean, Sam Cassell
was a first-round pick. Kenny was so young.
But Ori was a lottery pick. Like, you did have more
Bam was
talent.
A lottery pick, right?
Bam was a lottery pick.
But is Gabe Vincent good or not?
Well, they've played well. He's proven
that's
himself
what I'm
to be a
like,
good
we
player.
Have, like, it seems like a lot of the compliments we're giving Jimmy are low-key disses of the other guys. Like, the other guys are
being,
good.
Being not being drafted does say something.
It typically
And
does.
Being a number one pick, even if you're a bust, it talks about the level of talent.
Correct.
That
I think that's
at a certain
like
point.
Like, Rasheed Wallace was such a high pick, even though he didn't become what people expected.
And
certain
things are circumstantial. Like, Caleb Martin would not have been waived by any team in the league except for the one whose owner just doesn't know what he's doing. And so, like, that's he was waived by the Hornets. I don't remember who their owner was at the time. But the undrafted thing does mean something because it means the whole league, not just Michael Jordan, passed on you multiple times.
But we have to have an expiration date on that narrative.
Duncan Robinson's got a huge, how much is he making? $70 million, $70 million contract.
5-year, 90.
We're not like Bill Belichick. Whoa, he took that undrafted Tom Brady. No, there's a certain point.
Well, he was drafted.
Well, 199. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not in the first few rounds.
Look, I think it's expiring after this series. I mean, really. Like, you have to.
Because guys are going to get paid. Absolutely. And guys are, it'll be a different
story. But it does, when we nitpick.
When
these
we
things,
talk about and you quality of rings, this would be a weighty ring, man.
I like that. Joker, up next, right here on FS1 and on the Fox Sports Channel on SiriusXM. Next.
Great job with that pyramid graphic, Seth.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So, to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF.
Joker, two-time MVP, was asked about being the best player on the team, and here's what he said.
Because you know, sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not, and I'm cool with that, and I think everybody else are good with that. I think the way how we play, everybody can step up and everybody can be a best player in one game or whatever week or whatever. So I don't know, can I say myself as a best? You know, the ball is in my hands a lot, so I make a lot of decisions, so, but I don't know, can I be the best player?
Oh, Michael Malone's going to be pissed. Yeah. More underrating of Joker. Give the man his respect.
30-13-10. He's shooting over 50% and 47%.
That's crazy.
From three. He's also shooting 100% on three-pointers that you said he shouldn't even be shooting that. But if the shot clock's winding down,
threes.
It's just amazing.
Well, the he's also minus money, so a favorite to average a triple-double in these finals, which is bananas.
Yeah.
It's been done once ever in a finals. LeBron in a losing effort in 2017. Like, the fact that he is expected to average a triple-double is
done it through the playoffs.
Through the playoffs. I don't think you can actually slow him down offensively.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the fork in the road in his career was a few years ago when he fully got in shape. Now, he's not ripped and he doesn't look like crazy fit, but he used to be heavy. And because of that, he could wear down. You could wear him down defensively and would hurt his offense. Once he shed the weight and made it to where he was able to play 40 minutes in big spots, he is too strong for a Draymond or a Bam type to be able to, and too tall to deal with him one-on-one. And he's too smart and good with the ball, and you call him the best passing big ever. I've always said Walton, but he's starting to make a pretty great case that it's him. So there is no way to stop it, right?
Right.
So the question is, how do you mitigate the damage the most? And I would argue, take a page out of Greg Popovich's playbook. So I'm going to go back to the 2005 Western Conference Finals. It was Spurs-Suns. Amari Stoudemire, who averaged 26 a game in that regular season and was first or second team All-NBA, was awesome. Pre-injury, Amari was awesome.
Yep.
He averaged 37 points per game in that series for the Suns, and they lost in five. Because Pop was like, anything but the others hitting threes, the others making shots, we can deal with. And the Nuggets this year are not unbeatable when Jokic has huge scoring nights. In fact, the 10 highest scoring nights of the postseason for any player, the non-Jokic games, those teams that had a guy score 43-plus or whatever, are 7-1. The Nuggets are 0-2. And, you know, they've only lost three times.
43 and 53 points.
Right. The only time, however, they are basically unbeatable when he has the triple-double because he has 10-plus assists.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the Nuggets record this year when Jokic does and doesn't have 10-plus assists. Does have 10-plus assists. That is a 73-win Warriors pace. Doesn't have 10-plus assists. That is a 13 seed. And so if I am the Heat, Brew, I'm saying, sorry, Bam, and I get Kevin Love will get some minutes on him. Highsmith will get some. Listen, he's going to score on you, and it's going to look bad, but we're not doubling. And we are, if he scores 40, we're dealing with it.
Yep.
And we're just not letting him spray the ball out so Bruce Brown and Jamal Murray and KCP feel comfortable. That would be my strategy.
I don't disagree with that. You at least have to try that. Okay, and remember, I was saying the Lakers should try that. And they really never
they
went
didn't,
that
and they
route.
Weren't disciplined enough. They would come off the shooter by a step, and he'd find them.
Yeah, because your natural instinct. Now, the Heat are a very smart and disciplined team, so maybe they'll be able to be better at it. But, look, he's going to get 25 to 35, even if you double him.
Right?
And so if you don't double him, he is a lot of times the greatest playmakers – LeBron, Chris Paul, Jokic, Magic Johnson. And, yeah, this dude is the first real point center we've seen. He's a great playmaker. A lot of times they're kind of, I don't want to say reluctant scorers. Chris Paul certainly is. But they just don't, like, it's LeBron doesn't. LeBron could have averaged 35 so many years of his career, but they want to get everybody involved. And that's how Jokic is. And I would say, Nick, you said the turning point was when he got in shape. Obviously, that was big. But also when Jamal Murray got hurt because he had to begin scoring more.
Oh, that's smart.
Like, Murray was their leading scorer last year.
That's smart.
That he was healthy, right,
like that,
in the bubble, in playoffs and regular season. Then Jokic had to start scoring more. That's when he won the two MVPs. And this year, Murray's back. His scoring dropped 3 points. So I agree, because I don't think he wants to go get 45 points, maybe even 40 points. Look, they got nobody for him. Bam, Cody Zeller, Kevin Love. No, well, all they're going to do is he's going to destroy him, but they're also going to just put him in pick and rolls with Jamal Murray, get the switch, and then Murray's going to feast. So I agree with you. I don't think the zone is an answer. They'll use it. But he's so smart and big that he'll pick them apart with passing to his shooters and cutters. So, yeah, look, they're not going to do that the whole series.
Of course.
At times, you definitely need to stick with that and try it out.
So what's the ceiling for Joker's best game before he's like, oh, you're shooting too much? Is it 40 he's having a good game? 50?
What do you mean?
40 50, you're punching yourself out? Like, yeah, if you're going to let him score – what's the difference between, like, wow, he's scoring at a very effective rate? Because that would be my worry, that if, like, Amari Stoudemire would need a lot more shots to get to 37.
Yeah, no, that's – I mean, listen, I don't have a number. I do think Brew alluded or said it earlier. When he scored 53, they lost to the Timberwolves.
And didn't he have 10 assists that game?
That game was an overall awesome game. They lost in overtime, if I remember correctly. They were down huge late, and then they came back. I'm going to break my New Year's resolution wise.
Oh, what?
I'm going to be humble for just a moment. I'm trying to be less humble this year, but I will.
I don't think
this
you
is
can.
Where
I
think
can be
Eric Spoelstra probably does understand basketball a little better than I do.
Oh, don't
and
say
has
that.
Some
yeah,
ideas.
Don't say that.
Has some, you know, this is where we talk about coaching mattering. But Spoelstra, I am certain, from how early do you think Spo had guys in his old job, the film room guys, starting to scout the Nuggets? Once they went up 3-0, right? Once they were up 3-0 and the Nuggets were up 3-0, there were parts of the coaching staff that were starting to work on what we're going to do against Denver.
Right.
They might not have the horses. And while Bam can't guard him, Bam has to, but Bam can't stop him, I should say. Bam has to stay out of foul trouble.
Well, that's the challenge with that.
Correct.
If you leave Bam on him on an island,
it's hard, man.
He's going to get him in foul trouble. I'll answer your question. That, and that's the value of going that route if you're the other team. Like, there's no number. Like, if Jokic has 45 and he's shooting 60%, the Nuggets aren't going to be like, we got to get everybody else involved. You know, like, he's going to keep punishing them. Yeah. I mean, that's what you do. And so we'll see if it works. I mean, if the other guys just can't get going. But there's no number where you're like, I'm scoring too much if you're doing it efficiently.
Yeah, mine would be 200.
Right.
I mean, he's got 100 at half. Like, I don't know if the strategy's worth. All right, so, Nick, who do you think has a more productive game here, Jimmy or Joker, assuming that the Heat just don't let Joker score at will?
Well, yeah, so I think Joker's going to have the best stat line. I think Jimmy's going to control the basketball game. And I think Jimmy has taken game ones by the throat throughout this postseason and recognized the importance of flipping home court, recognized most notably against the Celtics and Bucks, I think, in making sure his team believes as much as he does that we're better than them, we can beat them. And we can show you his game one averages. And then keep in mind, that's in, you know, what's dragging them down is the 25 points in game one against the Knicks when he hurt his ankle. Remember the end of that game, last 6 minutes, he couldn't move. Everybody knew it, but Thibodeau, if you remember the game. And, I mean, he had 35 in game one against Milwaukee with 11 assists. He had 35, 7, 5, and 6 in game one against Boston. That was when they kept throwing him the ball. I think Jimmy is going to – I don't know if – I would not have Jimmy guarding Jamal Murray because
I don't think they will.
And because I think he needs to control the offensive possessions, kind of LeBron-esque, hand on the joystick. So I think Jimmy's going to control tonight's game.
I don't remember you making a pick in the A's, and I'm not saying that jokingly.
No, I believe Miami's going to win, yes.
Okay. Jokic, like Nick said, I think he'll have the better stat line, and I think they'll win, so he'll definitely have the better game. Jimmy, look, he was great in Game 7, or very good in Game 7 against Boston, but those games you mentioned, obviously, earlier in the playoffs, it is a burden to carry your team. You know, you don't have a second huge score. Yep. Now, granted, Martin and these guys have stepped up, but that's a burden that's huge. And the last five games of the Celtics series, he did show some signs of fatigue. He shot 43%. He averaged 22 points. That's why there was talk about Martin maybe being MVP. So, I think he's a gamer. He's going to come out and have a good game, but I don't think he'll control it, and I think Jokic will have a better
game. Correct. Denver in five. Coming up next, we're talking about the Celtics. Bringing everybody back.
Oh, Mike Malone's going to be mad. Oh, they're not playing anymore. Michael, we're
it's
sorry.
Most of the show.
We'll get back to you shortly.
Should be focused on.
Deep right field and gone!
Baseball is back, and so is Flippin' Bats.
5 times a week, Monday through Friday.
So follow us on the Fox Sports app, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What that, episode?
You know what, Wiles? That was good.
You get an A. Christina, who does all the work for that segment, gets an A+.
Absolutely.
And you know,
and she supports it from afar.
Right, how into it she is from the laughter in the background. She's like, I wrote that. That's good.
She didn't write that.
Of course she did. She all the funny it, stuff she writes.
She wrote it. She is a good writer.
Yeah, I know.
Great title pie stuff. Yeah. Brad Stevens met with the media and basically said, chill out. We're good. And we want everybody back. Take a listen.
Brad, is Joe Mazzulla the best head coach for this team going forward? And if so, why?
Yeah, I think he is. And I thought he, again, did a really good job with this group. Everybody's going to overreact.
Just real quick to clear up any potential gray area, Joe is back next year.
Yeah. I can say, you know, without a doubt, like, we want Jalen to be here. And he's a big part of us. And we believe in him. And I'm thankful for him.
Okay, Brew, your reaction.
Well, look, that's the right thing to say, obviously. They were saying all that about Jalen even as they considered trading him. So I would consider – I still would see what I can get, and do I like what I can get? A Darius Garland, maybe a Dame Lillard. Do I like that better than what we have? That said, look, if they end up running this back, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. Joe Mazzulla, what they're going to do is add veterans to his staff. Mm-hmm. That'll be fine, all right? Then Jason Tatum, Nick, and we've talked about it, he's 25 years old. Jaylen Brown is 26. We've rarely seen guys that age lead teams to championships without a veteran, great veteran player, a la Kareem Abdul-Jabbar from Magic Johnson, mm-hmm. Jordan 27, LeBron 27. Like, it takes a while to get those chops. So maybe that's what these two are going through. And then I'll say this. Let's look at the league. Denver and Miami, the two teams in the finals, they're the only, and Miami will have some changes probably, but they're the only two teams that right now looks like will come back with stability. All right, Milwaukee, a bit in flux, new coach. We'll see what they do with some of their good other point. Top players. Phoenix, what are they going to look like? Golden State, the Lakers. Philadelphia, like Memphis, has got all types of madness going on, and Sacramento's young. So Boston will have stability if they come back as they are, and maybe those young guys mature into growing the leaders.
You're right that the age part of it, 100% right, historically, usually 27 for you win the title, is the best player, all that stuff. But Wilds' pal Bill Simmons, who's a great NBA historian, brought up this week, and I thought it was a good point. He's obviously a huge Celtics fan. Right. That teams that for this long a period of time bang on the door without breaking through, very hard to ever break through. So the Sixers in the late 70s to early 80s are the team that did break through. They went to three finals, but they added Moses Malone. The Blazers in the late 90s, early 90s is what I'm talking about.
Oh,
they went to multiple finals with Drexler, never could break through there. And then the Blazers again were contending for a few years in the late 90s, early 2000s, couldn't break through.
Sacramento,
the Pacers with Reggie. Mm-hmm. They went to five conference finals and they made a finals, but they never actually got over the hump. The question they need to ask themselves, it seems like they're sticking with Mazzulla. Okay, I think it's a mistake. But I'm not the one who 20 games into his tenure gave him an extension. Brad Stevens is.
That's right.
And it's hard. The hardest mistake to admit is the one you made. And so I think he's incentivized to give him time. Go ahead.
So there was one thing about Mazzulla that we've talked a lot about Ime leaving. We talked a lot about Will Hardy leaving. And Jared Weiss of The Athletic had this note. When Damon Stoudemire left midseason, there was no one on the Celtics coaching staff that actually played in the NBA. The most NBA experience was 11 games from Aaron Miles. Now, you compare that, just eye test, look at the Heat. It's like, well, there's Haslam, who's basically a coach and in uniform, so that's like the double whammy. And then you got Alonzo giving out trophies in the front office. Yeah. You got Caron Butler there. You got Malik Allen there. So if you're going
to
buttress the coaching staff, straight up get, I know you said Sam Cassell, who I want to be a head coach, but guys who also played, not necessarily the Spoelstra
grinding
the all-10 route.
That's a great point.
Can I say one other thing about Jaylen Brown here just very quickly? We have talked about the Lillard trade, or I brought up the Carl Anthony Towns trade. The other option is there is Charlotte, there is Portland, there is Houston, that have the second, third, and fourth picks of this draft. The other option is a temporary step back if you have concerns that is Tatum, like I think you might have concerns, is he the unquestioned guy to be the best player on a champion?
Is he him?
Is he him? Or, listen, would I trade this number two pick of this draft for Jaylen Brown? I wouldn't. But Charlotte is always the sucker in the room. They might. If Portland is like, we're trying to win with Dame, or if Houston, who has Ime, and is like, we don't need more young guys. We have nothing. We have Jaylen Green. Right. We have Jabari. Go ahead. What are we shushing?
Shingun.
Oh, Shingun. Sorry. So that's the other option, to pivot that way, free up a bunch of money, and then maybe take a temporary step back.
Because paying those two, paying Brown, I love Brown, but giving him that super max,
it ties you. That's going to be it.
Number two pick, and you get Harden and Jaylen Brown.
Yeah. If you're Houston.
That's interesting. But
Houston, yeah, for Houston to give up the number four pick.
Oh, four pick.
Number four pick. Charlotte has
Because Charlotte's going.
Yeah.
Four pick for Jaylen.
Yeah.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Former Packer and New Jet Randall Cobb was asked about former Packer and New Jet Aaron Rodgers. Take a listen.
Can you imagine being somewhere for 18 years and then going somewhere else, something different, new environment, new people, different situation? It sparks something different in you, and I think you can definitely see that on his face, just the way he goes about things. He's still the same him, but at the same time, he's learning new people and being in a new environment, and I think that freshness brings something different to you.
The question that we agreed on in the meeting, are you expecting Rodgers to return to MVP form even though he hasn't thrown for 300 yards in 23 games?
All right, look, I'm not going to let you two back me into a corner and muscle
You've
me.
Been like, moonwalking I can tell, yourself
no,
into
you
the corner.
Tried in the meeting. I could tell you're trying to get me to go a certain place. It is June. We have got many months before we make our football predictions. Mm-hmm. So I reserve the right.
Not a prediction. We're not a prediction.
Yeah, well, I'm just letting y'all know.
No, we're just all right,
I reserve
we're
the right to make a change.
Yeah, of course. You're not tied to this.
No.
Group.
All right.
With that said.
Dusty, put on the board.
No. I'm liking what I'm seeing.
What are you
seeing? Yeah, they're practicing.
I'm seeing Aaron Rodgers at OTAs for the first time in years. Uh-huh. I'm seeing him engaged and excited about the freaking Jets.
Yeah,
I'm looking at that broken thumb saying, you know what? Maybe it wasn't age. Like I thought. I discounted the broken thumb. It was actually on his throwing hand. Maybe that was a bigger story last year than we all gave it credit for.
Yeah.
So I am beginning to think, and here's the other thing. He does not have the intangibles of a Tom Brady. We all know that. All right. I've documented how he hadn't come up big in championship games. But why can't he be as physically gifted? You know, we know he's as physically gifted, more so than Brady. So physically, at 40, why can't he be what Brady was at 40?
One guy is meticulously on the verge of diabolical about what he's putting in his body.
And the other guy's tripping.
But is Aaron Rodgers sitting there eating sugar daddies and nowhalators all the time? No, I mean, I know he's not Tom Brady. But I think he takes some care of his body.
He does. Drew almost dropped a Malamars line there.
Y'all don't even know about those.
Here's
kids.
The thing.
Starburst.
Starburst is still around.
Yeah, here's the thing. Wilds' point when it comes to the aging is the right one. Because, no, he's 40. And Brady and LeBron, the two guys, they could not be more different athletically, as far as, you know what I mean, what their natural body types are and what type of athletic specimens they were. What did they have in common? Even amongst super motivated pro athletes, legendary when it comes to body maintenance, what they do, all of this stuff. Rodgers is open about the fact that he is taking international trips to sample new drugs, that he is partying with Miles Teller at the Taylor Swift concert, I guess we have maybe different opinions of the level of sobriety at the concert, but that's
Taylor
again
Swift.
Which is everyone's right. I'm not judging it at all. But when it comes to projecting how you are going to age as an athlete that turns 40, it is going to at least color my opinion on it. So here's where I come out on the Jets for this year. Because obviously they had the worst quarterback situation in the NFL last year, and they got better at it. But if I'm tiering the AFC, you have at the top with a massive Grand Canyon-sized delta. The Chiefs.
I love the Chiefs, okay. But how?
Okay, just
you don't think the Chiefs?
They won by the hair on their chin. Did they not?
Bro, let's debate this another time.
Did they destroy Cincinnati?
Let's debate this another time.
And he's going to be the foil.
The gap is this.
Hands are clean.
Okay.
You and me, Mahomes, we're in.
So you have the Chiefs at the top. We all agree we can disagree on the gap.
They're at the top.
On that next group, the two teams with the two best quarterbacks in the AFC, other than Mahomes, the Bengals and the Jags. You then have this group of teams. The Ravens, the Bills, and the Chargers. There's your top six in the AFC. And then, to me, there are these three teams fighting for that last playoff spot. The Dolphins, the Steelers, and the Jets.
The Steelers get in there.
Well, the Steelers were 9-8 last year with a rookie quarterback. The Steelers were 9-8 with a rookie quarterback. You want to add the Browns to that group? I disagree, but fine. I thought you might add the Broncos. You love these, these mediocre AFC teams, but that's fine. But that's where the Jets are, right? Brew, isn't that where the Jets are?
I do agree with you.
There are six teams in the AFC, and things change, injuries happen. But going into the year, Vegas has them as the seventh most likely team to win the Super Bowl. I'm not sure I have them as the seventh most likely team to win the AFC. Fact. That's the problem.
That's fair.
That's the problem.
He's got the sixth best MVP odds ahead of Lamar Jackson and the seventh best Super Bowl odds sandwiched between the Cowboys and the Ravens. Just think there's a lot of hype, Brew. A lot of people.
I don't understand the argument the Jets are better than the Ravens. I don't get it. I don't understand the argument.
Well, I think I hear you, but I think what people are looking at is their defense, which, let's be honest, should get better, right?
Should.
A guy like a Sauce Gardner, these young guys should get better. And you said it, worst quarterback play in the league, and they still won seven games. Okay. So if they get decent quarterback play.
The new Broncos.
Oh.
The new Broncos. And by the way,
he's going to fall off like Russ?
Look at his fall
Who's
off.
Who's going to bounce back?
Russ is going to bounce back. But wow, good defense. They should be great. You got a winner. You got a Super Bowl champion.
Nat Hackett. You got Nat Hackett. Bud List.
Coming up.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the most motivating segment in all of sports. It's also the time where we have a segment prior to the segment called Viewer Mail. For the year 2023,
sure,
as you know.
Sure, it's not an episode?
No, this is just a segment, four segment. It's a double segment block. Before I read today's letter, we got to hit the LRM.
Letter reading music.
Oh.
You nailed it, buddy. Wow.
Okay.
Did that backwards. Dear Wilds, love the show. Thank you. But I'm writing the bearer of bad news.
Uh-oh.
My daughter and son-in-law are bickering about the Bud List. Don says that last week's Bud List was an inspiration, and Dawn said it felt more like an indictment. Please advise sincerely, Don Sr. Well, Don Sr., this has been an issue for a while, because sometimes these Bud Lists really motivate guys, and other times it goes the other way. Let's take a rehash, Brew.
Oh!
Let's see where we're at. You remember Jalen was number one on the Bud List, and then he responded with a career-high 8 turnovers in Game 7. Jimmy, however, is headed to the finals, and Lamar is playing well. So 2 for 3 there.
Lamar, wait, he's getting credit for Lamar?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was OTAs.
Doesn't matter. It's going swimmingly.
He's there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just Jalen Brown that had a rough Bud List. So,
yeah, you can't blame Jalen on me. All right.
Okay. Why?
On the Bud List. He just struggled. It happens occasionally.
Oh, okay.
So right, 2 for 3.
This week, it is full of motivation.
Oh, good.
As we enter the NBA Finals, it's an all-finals Bud List, and it's balanced. I'm giving
great
love to all the teams. So number three.
All of them.
Jamal Murray. Now, yesterday, Kevin Wiles gave you major league love, Jamal. He said, why aren't we talking about Jamal Murray like we're talking about Jimmy Butler? Mm-hmm. And as the perfect example of how you've been slighted and underrated throughout your career, Nick scoffed at it. Laughed him to high heaven, mocked him. All right, but Jamal, no more. If you deliver on the NBA's biggest stage, if you work the Heat like you work the Lakers, oh, my God. A whole new world is going to open up to you, Jamal Murray. All-star games. Maybe all NBA teams. They will have cameras following you as you walk into the arena. So step up your gear game. All right? All of this is waiting for you, Jamal, if you go out there and ball. Jamal, I believe in you. Get it done. At number two, here's your guy, Nick. Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Buckets, Hemi Buckets, Playoff Jimmy, whatever, all those names apply. Jimmy, what a run. What a list of casualties. My goodness, I mean, Giannis.
Yeah.
All right. The crazies, the raucous crazies at Madison Square Garden. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Jimmy, if you close the deal and take out Nikola Jokic right now, we think is the best player in the world. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this will be one of the most improbable and impressive NBA championships in recent memory. I said it earlier. You'll be a face of the NBA, and no one will be able to tell him anything. His profile will raise. His endorsements will raise. Your image will raise. Jimmy, I pick the Nuggets, but I do believe in you. Go out there and get it done. Oh, and at number one, Nikola Jokic. We said it. You're the best player in the world. We think. All right? But there is one mountain left to climb, and that is the Heat. They don't give up. You got to play as many games as it takes. You got to go all 48 minutes with heart. You don't play 48 minutes, but you got to play with heart. These guys don't go away. I talked about Jimmy's list of casualties. This one is probably more impressive. Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns. Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
Monty Williams in there, too.
Yeah, Monty Williams, that's right, who's now making $13 million a year as a head coach. Congratulations to Monty. But here's what you can't do, and I think you got the right attitude. Don't take the Heat lightly. All right, they aren't as formidable, in my view, as the Lakers. They don't have as much talent as the Suns have. Don't laugh. Don't chuckle. Don't lose your edge when you see Kevin Love's guarding me. Cody Zeller's got his elbow in my backside. Don't laugh. Just ball. And if you do that, Joker, the whole basketball world and Serbia, all of Serbia, becomes your oyster. Jokic, I believe in
you. Does he have to fight Novak Djokovic for that? All right, that is a great Bud list as always, Brew.
Thank you.
I had a late switch for the Bud list. Once we saw the Celtics news and that they are running it back, at least according to Brad Stevens, they're running it back. Bring back Joe Mazzulla. He wants to keep Jaylen Brown. So I'm putting Jason Tatum on the Bud list.
Ooh.
Because the question is a simple one for Boston. But do they need a new coach? I think so, but we'll see. Is Jaylen Brown worth the money? Probably not, but in today's NBA, somebody, if they don't pay him, somebody would pay him that. The real question for the Celtics is this, and it's one that, to his credit, Kevin Wilds has been hinting at for the better part of a year. Are you that guy, Jason Tatum? Because you know the quickest path for the Celtics between here and a championship? Jason Tatum being that guy. Because basketball is a very beautiful and at times complicated game. But winning a championship in the NBA is not. It's very simple. Do you have one of the 20 greatest players ever? You're going to win one. Do you not? It's going to be really hard. Just look back over the last 15 years since the last Celtics title. Who wins titles? Kobe Bryant wins title. Dirk Nowitzki wins title. Tim Duncan wins some titles. LeBron James wins titles. Steph Curry, then Steph with Kevin Durant. Giannis, LeBron some more. Kawhi mixed in there. Can you get Jason Tatum to that level? Can you get to where
top
you
are. Top 20 player?
Well,
no.
Well, then the Celtics might. I tend to agree with you, Brew. But then your other paths are the 08 Celtics, which is we don't have a top 20 all-time guy, but we have three top 60 all-time guys and one top 25.
Mm-hmm.
Probably can't do that in the modern NBA right now. Or the 04 Pistons path, which is just be a once every 50 years occurrence in the NBA. It's not a great path. So I don't know that he has to be necessarily, because Kawhi's not top 20 ever, but it was probably en route to it. But Jason Tatum's got to get better. If you are going to be the best player on a champion, you can be first team All-NBA and not good enough. So if they're going to run it back and they want different results, the easiest path forward is probably Jason Tatum, the best player on the team, get even better.
Love it.
I like that. And look, I don't think Jimmy Butler is going to win this championship. But let's say he did. He's not a top 20 player. Mm-hmm. But that is an example for Jason to follow. Look, Jimmy has gotten steadily better.
Yeah.
Let me get steadily better. And I think he'll mature. He's, like I said earlier, 25 years old. I think he'll mature. But he can definitely keep adding to his game. Don't rest on your laurels. I like that.
I am adding DeAndre Hopkins to the list. A lot of talk about DeAndre Hopkins. And I think he's in a little bit of a conundrum. Here's the facts on the ground. We know the numbers. He's got 10 seasons, 11,000 yards. Look at that win-loss record, Brew. 72-73. Playoffs, 2-4. Now, you know I'm a quarterback wins guy, not necessarily a wide receiver wins guy. But I think he wants to win. Problem is, winning teams got to take a discount. Losing teams lose. So you really need to find a middle team there, like a winning team that has money, that is a, needs a wide receiver, that has lost, you know, last year was under 500. Add to that this little Easter eggs that he's been dropping on social media. Take a listen to this one.
Patagonia. Y'all ain't know. I like the cold now. I don't know how to make an igloo.
That's all I need to hear, my friend. We'll get you some L.L. Bean as well. This was on the tail end of him posting another Instagram where he was working out. And what do you know is on the screen? Well, it's the Patriots Super Bowl over the Falcons. We heard that Tom Brady's not coming back, so throw that theory of yours in the garbage. Yeah. So there it is. I think all the sun and moons are aligned for DeAndre Hopkins to come to New England. So not really under duress at all. It's just a litany of facts I just laid out. That closes the segment. Coming up next.
I'll give you an A for effort.
This is sad, man.
I'll give you an A for effort, but no. What? They're not a winning team. You said it yourself. Why would he go to a losing team? That's what your boys are.
Real quick.
No, don't say that. I literally said this.
What?
That's not a nice thing to do.
Okay, then I won't do it. Wilds is waffling.
I had a thought exercise. I did a thought exercise before the show.
Okay.
It was a thought exercise. That's all it was.
You
it's like, you know what?
Let me
what would you do if you had two heads? Oh, you had to pay twice for all you can eat buffet? Just a thought exercise
about the Patriots.
About the Patriots and Caleb Williams. That's it. Yeah, that was a thought exercise. It was a thought exercise.
I like that.
The thing
is, your coach will never go for that.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
He'll never.
I know, greatest coach, but, you know.
There was another thought exercise attached
Popovich,
to that.
Popovich.
It's moving on. Wilds is real. He's in shambles when it comes to the Patriots.
Yeah,
and he somehow has convinced himself that DeAndre Hopkins would fix everything. And I like DeAndre Hopkins. But if you are not a DeAndre Hopkins away from contention.
No, you're not.
You're not a with or without
DeAndre. You're the worst team in the AFC East.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's the record? What's our record?
It's going to be bad.
First place.
It's
coming up
be
next.
Bad.
Joker versus Marquise Morris. Is that kind of a new narrative, or is that just a long time ago? What's the story?
That's physical basketball. Y'all don't know nothing about that. I mean, that's how they ball back in the day.
Out for 58.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome back to an energetic episode, Flashback Time. Markieff Morris, cheap shots, Joker. Joker, cheap shots, Markieff Morris. Jimmy's furious. Ooh. Joker suspended, Markieff Morris missed 58 games. Now, Jimmy was asked about this incident and if there's any lingering something. And here's what he said.
Stuff about the whole situation that people don't understand. And I'll let that, you know, stay back there. But I don't think it has too much to do with anything. It's thing of the past, high level competition. But I will say, I wasn't talking to Jokic. That wasn't my beef. So make sure you write that. And the individual who I was talking to definitely know who I was talking to.
Now, the way the video was cut, it like went from Jimmy yelling to Joker on the bench. So it looked like that. But something or nothing?
I think it's definitely something. I think that there are teams that make sure, especially if they're the underdog, that all of their guys have every possible reason to be locked in. And I think a team with Alonzo Mourning as kind of a front office concierge and Udonis Haslem as a player coach is going to be reminding everyone. And by the way, there are a lot of, I mean, Tyler Hero's still on the team. Bam Adebayo's still on the team. Okay. You saw Kyle Lowry in the clip. I know Markieff isn't there, but Jimmy's a lot of the same people. You see Haslem. And I also think, Wilds, you have this odd take.
No, that, not that, really odd at all.
That actually. These two are equal sins. We saw what Markieff Morris did there is done regularly.
That is brutal.
Brew,
please.
Wait, hold up. Let
I
me finish.
Go
it wasn't
let,
a play on the ball.
Hold on.
It,
Jokic
you're right.
was worse,
hold
but
on.
It's not done let, regularly.
Can I say what my opinion is?
At Broncos games.
What Markieff Morris did is a foul, and in today's NBA, probably a flagrant foul. It also would not stop you in your tracks or be considered anything other than, okay, he's probably going to get a flagrant one. What Jokic did is not only suspendable, he was suspended, and is a once every couple of months in the NBA type of event. You think that, let me, so that's my question. You think what Jokic did there happens a lot?
No, I think what Markieff Morris did to the reigning MVP, when the ball is up here and you deliver a body shot on the MVP, and then turn your back.
He started it.
Yes, agreed.
But well, Jokic was worse.
Hold on. Can you finish the thought?
Joker's is worse. Dude. But Joker did not intend. He didn't start this fight.
Like that's a,
he didn't start the fight. It's not flagrant one.
Check.
That's a flagrant two. And that's probably, that could be suspendable.
What? But no, so hold up. So then it's not necessarily worse, you're saying. If one is a flagrant two and the other one just may or may not be suspendable, you're like, and I guess.
Joker's was worse. I get it. If I went for no reason and pushed you over and then was walking out of the studio and then you shoved me into the wires, I can't be like, what the heck, bro? What happened?
No.
Why?
And I've made my career on being a tough guy.
Yep. I'm with Wilds on this. Look, it was bad. Fortunately, he wasn't more injured because, you know, when you're not expecting a hit. Yeah, but I mean, you're not expecting a hit. And that's a huge dude, Jokic. But
he called him some names still.
Yeah.
Markieff Morris then went on social media and called Joker.
Yeah. And then the brothers got mad, if you remember.
Yeah, the brothers.
Yeah, but go ahead.
And things calmed down. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Markieff Morris was only with the Heat 1 year, played 17 games because of the injury, but still was only there 1 year. All right. Michael Malone, who, granted, the Denver coach said it's not a big deal. Udonis Haslem. Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler, they all said it's not a big deal.
I think all publicly that's true.
But they look, I mean, Butler did not look like he's kind of lying. I mean, he looked like he was giving an honest answer, like, it's really not a big deal. He didn't have to say, he didn't have to volunteer that I wasn't yelling at Jokic. Now, I'll say this. Why not the follow-up question?
Who were you yelling
at? Right. Why did no one ask?
Are you sure no one did?
The clip I listened to was right after that, and they moved on to something else. So I don't know if throughout the whole interview nobody did. But
Markieff Morris was far more hurt than I think anyone expected. And the suspension was over before we knew how badly. And then it almost feels
like,
I know this is not fair, but it should be like,
you're out as long.
More.
Well, this was not worse. To me, it was the same, but and you guys might disagree. than what Patrick Beverley did to Chris Paul.
I was thinking about that.
And Patrick Beverley shoved a few people in the back in his career. But Chris Paul was not injured when it happened. You know what I mean? I mean, he could have been, but he was not injured.
Yeah.
So there is a bit of, I will admit here, but this happens in every walk of life, where you are judging it based on the result as much as the action. Like, you see that in life all the time, where you and I do the same thing, but one has far worse consequences than the other. Even though we did the same thing, I'm in more trouble. That didn't happen there. And I think it's something. I'm not saying it's everything, but I think it's something. I think it's a little something.
I don't think we're going to get like a spicy series, though, do you?
No, I don't think this is, like I said, I don't think it's, this is not boxing. I mean, it's not where that type of anger, if they're really angry about it, what? So what? I mean, that's not going to help you in basketball. Now, I do get that Jimmy went off after Grant Williams got in his face, but you got to still stay cool and keep your wits about you.
Yeah, but
and play
well. I'm sorry, just very quickly. Where it can hurt you, though, is because we also saw Jokic thrown out of the playoff game the year before this. Jokic, he's gotten better about it. But you can get under his skin.
Yeah.
You can. And, yes. And so
the Suns owner got
that,
under his
skin. The Suns. And
oh,
again,
he's a. Yeah.
That guy deserved to get pushed. But the.
Okay.
But
no,
the,
he deserves to get pushed for holding the basketball.
No, maybe that's what they
that's
do.
My. Right. But I do think that they will remember, even if it's less about anger and more about strategy, you can get to him in a way that I think can get him outside
that's
of this game.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
Everything
out there.
He's
no, at the
guy.
End of the segment, it was just like you were 0 for 5 and then you got a solid single. Coming up next, the podcast read.
You're such a clown.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You know, if you missed today's show or you want to take it on the go, be sure to subscribe to the First Things First podcast. You get cogent analysis, witty banter, and little gems from Nick Wright. Rare, but they're in there. Game one tonight. Denver is favored by 8.5 here, Brew.
It's too many.
Seems like it. Who's the MVP of this game, Brew?
Well, Jokic is going to be great. He's going to be unstoppable. But I'm going to look at some of these other guys.
Oh.
I think I think Denver's going to win, and I think the supporting cast is going to hit shots.
Okay.
So I think we're going to – I think Jamal Murray's going to play really well, but we're going to take note of Aaron Gordon and Bruce Brown.
He used up his made threes in game four.
Okay.
It's like so frustrating.
We're going to take notes. Wow, they're having a good game. Bruce Brown and Aaron Gordon.
So one of the reasons I like the Heat – listen,
because you picked them. That's
No. One of the reasons I like the Heat in this series is because I think the Nuggets others – played over their skis in the Lakers series.
I think you're right.
I like KCP a lot. He's not a 46% three-point shooter. Everyone on the Nuggets shot above their regular season averages in that series, except for Aaron Gordon from three. And
what
I know
about the Heat.
But the Heat have been doing it the entirety of the postseason.
Yes, but
the regular season before, they were the number one 3-point shooting team in basketball. So I think this regular season was more of the outlier. So MVP is Jimmy is my answer there. But I think game one tonight, I think the guy that throughout the game is going to be the story of the game, like surprising production, is Kyle Lowry.
Hmm.
I think the finals experience, I think the rest for Lowry really matters. The extra day at his, for him, the difference between playing every other day and 2 days, though, is a big difference for a guy at his age, at his point of his career. I think he's a very important player tonight. And so do I think he's going to have 30 points? Of course not. But I think Kyle Lowry is going to play good defense on Jamal Murray and hit timely shots.
You know what? I'll give you credit for, you're digging into that experience thing. He's really trying to hammer that home.
He loves it.
Because I said he didn't have a basketball.
Well, I think,
he said that yesterday.
You were like, that's kind of a fuzzy reason.
It is an intangible. It's not an intangible.
But you're usually just a hair above. Okay, but the
basketball
dust.
Guys.
Yeah, angels in the outfield.
Okay, well, the pixie dust, as you guys call it, or the angels in the outfield, as you dismissively call it, sports gods obviously exist. We have evidence after evidence. And because they're gods, I can't prove it to you. But certain times, there's teams of destiny. And these Miami Heat are that team.
Okay.
Denver in five, friendly reminder.